Manx Radio's update with Lewis Foster.
First of all, good evening and welcome along to Update on Manx Radio. It's 5 o'clock on Monday the 21st of July. Time for half an hour of the latest news from the Isle of Man. Coming up, the Treasury Minister says his department will come back with better ideas after concerns that proposals would have seen self-employed people ineligible for employed persons allowance. What can government do to get its net zero targets back on track? And the countdown is on for the Manx Grand Prix. All of that and more coming up, plus the latest weather and what to watch out for on the roads this evening. As always, let us know your thoughts. Text 166177 or email studio@manxradio.com. First of all, we'll start, as always, with the latest headlines from Siobhan Fletcher. Fast to my.
An MHK says proposals that would have seen self-employed people made ineligible for employed persons allowance were unjust and short-sighted. Douglas East's Joni Farragher was one of a number of members to criticise the plans in this month's sitting of Tynwald. Well, last week, Alex Allinson withdrew proposals around the allowance following the concerns raised. Speaking on Manx Radio Breakfast today, he says whilst he's listened to the concerns and Treasury will come back with better ideas. Meanwhile, earlier today, Manx Radio reported on John Morris, who, after turning 65, had his right leg amputated. He's been told he doesn't qualify for a disability benefit, but the Treasury Minister says there are various avenues available. Here's Alex Allinson.
In the story you broadcast, one of the things you highlighted was the steps to get him in and out of his house and things like that. There are various grants there to increase the ability for people to be more independent and get in and out of their house more.
Having targets for net zero is imperative to seeing action, according to DEFA Minister Claire Barber. It's after some Tynwald members suggested either moving the goalposts or dropping them altogether after a report found that critical targets are at risk or have already been missed. And Zachary Walker won the Isle of Man Grand Fondo title on Sunday. He won comfortably in the end despite crashing twice. Further afield, a Colombian man's been found guilty of murdering a couple in their West London home last year before taking their bodies in suitcases to Bristol's Clifton Suspension Bridge. David Lammy has joined other foreign ministers in calling for an immediate end to the war in Gaza, and plans to expand the grounds at Wimbledon have been cleared following objections from local residents. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Goramayed, thank you, Siobhan, for the headlines there. Now the weather brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. Dry and bright at first this evening, then turning cloudier towards dusk, with a few outbreaks of light rain and drizzle developing overnight. Minimum temperature tonight, 13 degrees. Cloudy at first tomorrow, with some patchy light rain and drizzle still possible, but any of this will die out with a few bright intervals possible during the afternoon and evening. Mainly moderate northwest winds tomorrow, the maximum temperature 18 degrees. Then dry and bright on Wednesday, but quite brisk northwest winds developing in places. Sunrise tomorrow morning is at 5:15 in the morning, and sunset tonight is at 9:36.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbridge Trading Estate.
A ground source heat pump can save thousands of pounds a year, and you can harness this energy on island with Geothermal Limited, the water borehole experts. Visit drilling.im and see how a ground source heat pump borehole works. That's drilling.im.
Hungry for something better at work? The Quirky Teapot Balasala creates bespoke corporate buffets and delivers straight to you, serving the south of the Isle of Man with flavour and style. Call Abby and the team on 22 42 42 or visit the Quirky Teapot on Facebook.
Lost your keys? Got locked out? Get in with Kevin's Keys, your fast, reliable locksmiths 24/7. Homes, cars and bikes, Kevin's Keys do it all. And why not get a spare set cut and chipped just in case? Call Kevin on 287 287.
Direct cremation is just that. An affordable and simple cremation without all the costs associated with a funeral service. Find out more by visiting directcremation.im or phone Direct Cremations on 478 422.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The time now approaching 5:05. How can the island get its net zero targets back on track? That's the question we're asking after Timwald members debated a report claiming critical targets are either at risk or have already been missed by government. Amy Griffiths has been finding out more.
Back in 2021, one of the first things this administration did was approve the Climate Change Act. As part of that, the Isle of Man is now required by law to reduce its carbon emissions by at least 35% by 2030, 45% by 2035, and achieve net zero by 2050. But the Climate Change Transformation Report outlines progress made under the Climate Change Plan of 2022 to 2023. And it was the subject of a lengthy discussion in the last sitting of Timwald before the summer recess. Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister Claire Barber, MHK, admits the report made tough reading.
We know that some of those things are behind where we wanted to be, unquestionably. I'm not going to pretend it's any different than that. But the reality is, I think we need that honesty, because that also then starts to force some of those actions. This isn't DEFA doing this alone. This has to be all departments playing their part.
Another of government's key projects hoping to help achieve that target is the controversial planned onshore wind farm at Eyre Stain and Scard. But as Chair of Manx Utilities John Wannenberg, MHK, explains, that's also facing delays.
We have been asked to do further work by DEFA, and so to make the planning application as fulsome as it can be, so when it gets submitted, it will be further robustly able to withstand scrutiny by anybody. So when I say withstand, it's not to say this is the way and you can't question it. Here's all the information. Please scrutinise each part and every chapter of it so we can make the best possible case that we can. If that case does not support a wind farm, then we will not progress. But if it does, then we will. And that's why it needs to be as strong as it possibly can be.
So what can be done to try and get things back on track? DEFA believes there are viable alternatives, such as reducing energy exports. Government's also committed to developing a fully costed roadmap for electricity decarbonisation by the end of this year, and says the Climate Change Fund continues to support projects across energy, transport and nature restoration.
Amy Griffiths there with that report. Now, plans to stop self-employed people on the Isle of Man from being able to claim a benefit are going back to the drawing board after criticism from politicians. Treasury had intended to make those who are self-employed ineligible for employed persons allowance from September, but the Treasury Minister withdrew his motion from July's sitting of Timwald after members described the proposals as lose-lose and nonsense and disproportionately impacting women.
This change risks unfairly penalising those who are doing exactly what we say that we want people to do, which is working, contributing, trying to make ends meet, even in insecure or mixed forms of employment. It's no secret that many people, especially single parents, carers and those with health conditions, turn to self-employment because it offers flexibility and autonomy. To now tell them that that work's not valid in the eyes of our welfare system seems both unjust and short-sighted.
I was also quite surprised the Treasury Minister had the absolute nerve to stand up and say that the benefit system is not designed to support subsidising low-wage employers. That is exactly what it does, actually. And it's exactly the position that this Honourable Court has just reaffirmed this week. So for the government to come out and say we don't subsidise low-wage employers is just absolute nonsense.
That was Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher and Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper there. Well, speaking on Manx Radio this morning, Treasury Minister Alex Allenson says there are no changes to the system.
We've been looking at the overall benefit system and trying to make it fairer, easier to navigate, which is why we've been digitalising it. And we went out to look at particularly employed persons allowance. As you say, there's about 950 people who claim this benefit, which is really to support working families and those with young children or parents with disabilities. Around about 50 of those people are self-employed, and we know about a third of them are earning less than the minimum wage when you add it up, and there are some issues with that, and so we want to try to get people back into more meaningful work and also support them doing that through these changes. I'm very grateful to some of the members of Timwald who reached out before the debate, particularly Ms Farragher, Ms Lord Brennan, and also Mrs Dawn Kinnish, who expressed their concerns. But there was overall concern about it, and so we listened to those concerns. A lot of them were really quite constructive about supporting working families more, about particularly helping people to develop their businesses if they were self-employed. And we've withdrawn the current plans, and we'll come back with some better ideas in the future.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Coming up to 10 past five now, the Isle of Man government has spent more than £18 million on off-island placements for mental health patients over the past 5 years, according to figures from the Department of Health and Social Care. Beth Espy reports.
In response to a Timor question from Speaker of the House of Keys and Russian MHK June Watterson, the Minister for Health and Social Care, Claire Christian, confirmed that 38 individual patients had received acute mental health treatment in specialist facilities outside the island since April 2020. Of those, 8 were under the age of 18. These off-island placements are described as highly specialised and include admissions to secure forensic settings, either by court order or as transfers from prison, as well as to other specialist units such as perinatal mother and baby units and eating disorder clinics. The majority of placements, she said, were to medium or low secure wards. The data shows the number of patients placed off-island each financial year range between 13 and 24, with a notable rise in under-18 placements in 2025 so far, 3 in the current year to date, compared to only 2 in all of 2020-21 and 1 in 23-24. The average duration of adult placements varied from 299 to 357 days, while younger patients typically spent far less time in treatment, with stays ranging from 7 to 23 days. Data on duration for the current financial year is not yet available. The annual expenditure on placements ranged from £2.87 million in 22-23 to just over £4.1 million in 2021. The cumulative total over the 5 complete financial years stands at more than £18.4 million, although the costs for the 25-26 financial year are not yet published in full. In the reply, Ms. Christian notes that some individuals with long-term and complex care needs may appear more than once in year-by-year data as they continue to receive treatment across multiple reporting periods.
Beth Espy there with that report. Now, with the MoneyVal examination of the island's financial probity something over a year away, the Financial Services Authority today answered questions from Timwald's Policy Review Committee. Chief Executive Officer for the FSA, Bettina Roth, sat next to Chair Lillian Boyle. Towards the end of the 90 minutes of conversation, the subject of anti-money laundering arose. Ms. Roth was quick to define the FSA's role in this area.
It's very important to remember that we're not looking to say, has money laundering occurred? Obviously, that is with law enforcement. So what the authority's remit is for us to make sure that there's preventative controls for firms in place. We have to have a program here as a country, all our financial services and designated businesses, that are there strong preventative detective mechanisms in place that deter financial crime. We will be evaluated on as a country, as I said, do our firms understand the risks that they're taking, again, have protocols in place to then make sure that they assess the risks of their business, their customers, their technology, and then do the commensurate controls around that. If something is money laundered or not money laundered, is actually not a determination. For example, they would file a suspicious activity report that then goes to the FIU. And again, the FIU could enforce law enforcement agencies to say, look, we think there's something untoward. So there could be obviously work being done by law enforcement agencies. But from the role that we have as the regulator, that's not our role. We're looking for compliance with the code. And if we see systemic or significant matters that are missing in that preventative control framework.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Financial Services Authority, Bettina Roth.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, we'll start on the roads in Douglas. The traffic light system at St Ninian's Crossroads is being replaced. The work is expected to take around 4 weeks, so there are replacement traffic lights and all filter lanes will be out of operation. Access to the EVF petrol station will be maintained. There are also 24-hour lights on the Braddon Road between the hospital roundabout and the Strang until Wednesday for resurfacing. 24-hour traffic lights on Woodburn Road at the Albany Road Junction for bus stop improvement works there. And Finch Road is closed between St Barnabas Hill and Christian Road 24 hours a day for sewer work. A big one affecting the west this week. The main road in and out of Peel is closed daily from 9:30 until 3:30 between the Albany Road Crossroads and Station Road in St John's for road stud installation. Diversions are in place via Derby Road and the Portown Road. That's between 9:30 and 3:30 daily. In the north of the island, there are closures around the Jerby and St Jude's Road for road marking until the 2nd of August. Also 24-hour traffic lights on the Bride Road for emergency repairs until Friday. And in the south, there are 24-hour traffic lights on Glen Road in Colby this week for water main works. Over at the airport, the 5-8 Loganair flight to Edinburgh is delayed until shortly after 9 o'clock. And on the sailings, Manxman is due back into Douglas from Heysham at around 10 past 6. At the same time, Mananan will arrive in Liverpool, having left Douglas at 20 past 3 this afternoon.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And the time now is coming up to 16 minutes past 5. The island's rate of inflation was unchanged in June. Government figures show the Consumer Prices Index stood at 2.6% last month. Sian Cowper reports.
Alcoholic beverages and tobacco was the category with the biggest overall increase compared to 12 months ago, with prices up 5.8% compared to 2024. The restaurants and hotels category was the second highest contributor, with a 5.1% rise. That included an 11.6% increase for wines and spirits purchased on licensed premises. Individual items seeing big price jumps include domestic help, which is up 17.6%, and air travel. Overall, food and non-alcoholic beverages have seen a 4.4% increase, with beef up 11.8%, poultry up 7.9%, and an 8.6% rise for coffee and other hot drinks. However, the monthly report shows the cost of gas is down 18.2% over the last year, with oils and other fuels 14.7% down, and petrol and oil 9.3% lower. Of the 12 groups of items considered within the monthly inflation report, only housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels recorded an overall reduction, down 0.8%. Statistics Isle of Man calculates the figures by collecting around 1,000 prices for over 500 items each month.
Sian Cowper there with that report. We've heard recently about plans to redevelop parts of Douglas Promenade, in particular the sunken gardens and the green space up on Queen's Promenade up towards the Empress Hotel. Well, the leader of Douglas Council says he's thrilled that the scheme has now been granted planning permission. It's expected to cost £1.4 million and will see a new play area and skate park installed in the Marine Gardens, whilst further along new seating and a beach shower will be built. Councillor Devon Watson believes it's important for the local authority to invest resources into making sure the area is high quality and protected from storms and high tides. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper has been speaking to him.
Absolutely thrilled, and I'm thrilled for the committee and the officers who've done all this work, but I'm also pleased for the more than 600 people who consulted and helped form and shape these plans. As a council, we're really keen to have people involved in the construction and development of infrastructure. So this is a win for all of the people who contributed and helped make this happen. Raising a family in Douglas is ruinously expensive, or anywhere on the island, and being a young parent can be hard. And people desperately need spaces where they can bring their kids, where they can have a good time as a family without the expectation of being charged directly. So this is going to be a win, and hopefully by the end of this administration, we have some really good facilities that people are really proud to use.
A lot of residents will be quite overwhelmed by the fact it's going to cost £1.4 million. Mm. So would you be able to explain why it's going to cost this amount of money to develop?
Yeah, this cost is going to be spread over 2 or 3 decades. I think it's very easy to sort of focus on the cost of things, but also sometimes neglect the value of things. I mean, really decent play equipment does cost a decent amount of money, but we're also going to be going out to tender to get that best value for money over the long period of time. We also have to make sure that this equipment is safe, that it is resistant to sea pressures, resistant to storms, and that does mean that you have to invest a lot more in the area. This is also the gateway and the entrance toward the city, so it's really important that we invest those resources into making sure that this is a decent, high-quality product. But assuming everything goes to schedule, hopefully this work is constructed and done sometime in 2027.
That was the leader of Douglas Council there, Devon Watson, speaking to local democracy reporter Emma Draper. 19 minutes past five now, a new initiative to support inclusive childcare across the Isle of Man will go live from September. The Childcare Inclusion Scheme 2025 has gained Tynwald approval. It's designed to help childcare providers make their services more accessible to children with additional educational needs, as Siobhan Fletcher reports.
The scheme delivers on Action Point 2 of the childcare strategy, which was approved by Tynwald back in July 2022, and is backed by additional funding that was announced in the 2025 budget to support working families and improve access for children with complex needs. Through the new scheme, providers will be able to apply for two different levels of support. So level one funding offers up to £468 per year per eligible child to help children with additional educational needs access early education and childcare whilst enhancing the inclusivity of the setting beyond reasonable adjustments. Level 2 funding offers up to £8,568 per year per eligible child, and that's intended to provide enhanced staffing ratios and or specialist resources to better support the children. Daphne Kane, Minister for Education, Sport and Culture, says every child deserves the opportunity to thrive in an early years setting that understands and meets their needs. The Childcare Inclusion Scheme 2025 recognises that some children need more support to access early education and childcare, and that providers need the right tools to offer it. She adds this is an important step towards inclusive childcare. The scheme will be open to applications from providers in August 2025.
Siobhan Fletcher there with that report. 21 minutes past five and the countdown to Manx Grand Prix is definitely on. With less than 4 weeks to go now before it starts on Sunday the 17th of August. Manx Radio's Journey to a Dream podcast has been meeting some of the 28 newcomers expected to take part this year. Steve Sewell from Cumbria says he's found the events organised for first-timers really useful.
Really good. The instructors have been absolutely brilliant. They change how you look at it, and they make it so sort of manageable, break it down into little sections and be a different game without them.
Yeah, and I guess meeting everybody who's in the same boat as well, who've got the same sort of nerves and apprehension, it's quite helpful, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you don't sort of think about, all the little pieces of information that you get from people. It's really valuable stuff.
So take us back then, Steve. Where did this all start? Has this been a childhood dream? Was it a little bit later? You said you'd only been racing for, what, about 8 years
about
or so?
About 8 years, yeah. No, to be honest with you, it was never a massive dream because I never ever thought I could do it. It's sort of a thing that's sort of grown naturally. You know, I started doing track days and then progressed into racing, and then the idea got planted in my head, and yeah, and here we are.
Here we are indeed. That's some idea to be planted, isn't it? So did you sort of grow up around bikes? There are bikes in the family?
Yeah, my dad's always had bikes. He was always sort of fixing bikes in the kitchen and in the garden, and yeah, sort of taught me a lot fixing old British motorbikes, and yeah, I think by the age of six I could balance a set of carbs on a Norton. It was good upbringing.
And the TT and MGP, was that a fixture in your life growing up?
No, my dad was never into the racing side of it, just sort of the classic bikes and things. But yeah, certainly when I started racing, as I grew up as a kid watching John McGuinness, that was probably what planted the seed, maybe.
Yeah, sort of from your neck of the woods, I guess, as well.
Not too far at all.
And your granddad was a bike rider too?
Yeah, dispatch rider in the war. Yeah, he had old sort of personal ones. He had old 500 two-strokes and things.
Yeah, definitely in the genes, isn't it? And we should say you've got your partner and your daughter here as well, and I think they're quite into bikes too, are they?
Yeah, sat quietly in the corner there. Little one has a little Revy that she flies around on. Mrs. has bikes as well, track bikes and off-road bikes, so it's a big family thing. We go away for weekends and it's usually built around riding bikes in some shape or form.
Steve Sewell there from Cumbria, who's taking part in the Manx Grand Prix this year. You can listen across to the Manx Radio Journey to a Dream podcast over at manxradio.com and listen across some of those other 28 newcomers expected this year.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
But in the meantime, let's catch up with the latest sporting news and say fastamai to Darren Timpson. Fastamai.
Fastamai. Starting with cycling, Zachary Walker took the Isle of Man Gran Fondo title on Sunday. He won comfortably in the end despite crashing twice, with almost 8 minutes between him and Will Draper, who came in second. Pre-race favourite and Island Games star Tyler Hannay also had an accident and was unfortunately put out of the race. Ruby Oaks finished in 11th and was the first female finisher as Emily Nash crossed the line in second, over 30 minutes behind. The Gran Fondo began on the Isle of Man 10 years ago, and the 2025 edition was the last to be held on tarmac. From next year, the challenging 85-mile race will return as Grow Avil, an XC mountain bike event. In football, Fleetwood Town won the Summer Festival of Football on Sunday. The League Two club beat Radcliffe FC 8-7 on penalties after a goalless 90 minutes in the final. Altrincham also competed in the tournament and they came third after they beat host FC Isle of Man 3-1. The Ravens lost both of their games as they were also beaten by the eventual winners 3-2 in the first game of the weekend on Friday. FC Isle of Man's attention will now turn to the Northwest Counties Football League as their 2025-26 season begins next Saturday against Litherland Remica at the Ball. In tennis, Isle of Man player Billy Harris will be in action in the first round of the Washington Open tonight. He takes on fellow British player Cameron Norrie, who he recently beat at Eastbourne. This will be Harris's first game since his second round defeat at Wimbledon. The match is due on court around 7 p.m. And in cricket, Cronkbourne and Peel are tied on points in the weekend T20 Premier League. Peel are now only behind on run rate after a 5-wicket victory over Crosby at the weekend. Meanwhile, the Douglas side lost to Finchill by 29 runs.
Darren Simpson, Guru Mayed. And that's it for Update Tonight. Not long now until the start of the NWCFL Premier Division kicking off on Saturday, as we heard from Darren there. Stay tuned for all of that information in the lead-up. But for now, Phil Gorn is here next with Agenda, and Chris Kinley will be here at 6 o'clock with Greatest Hits. And remember, you can listen back to tonight's programme as a podcast. If there's anything you've missed, it will be available shortly over at manxradio.com. In the meantime, have a great evening, and Update will be back at the same time tomorrow.